This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. The state of California recently reduced some of the COVID-related restrictions on movie theaters and live performances. Leaders of local arts organizations say they're eager to get back to performing for audiences, but as KCBX's Alexa Kushner reports, they are also frustrated at some of the inconsistencies in the requirements.
Kevin Harris is the managing artistic director of the Slow Repertory Theater, and he's passionate about what live theater means to an audience.
There's something that's so powerful about being in one room with fellow community members, with fellow citizens, and really experiencing what life is all about with them.
With Slow County now in a less restrictive tier of reopening, the state says indoor movie theaters can open with limited capacity, but the state is requiring theaters to perform outside, which surprised Harris.
The movie theaters were the one thing where there was really kind of this direct parallel between what we do and what they do. And the idea that those two industries are so far apart is ludicrous to us.
Anna James Miller, the executive director of the San Luis Obispo Symphony, agrees.
Performance venues in the community are very used to following the same or even more stringent guidelines than the movie theaters. And so it doesn't make sense to me that there's that separation between the guideline, differentiating between theaters and between theaters and movie theaters.
The state says the difference comes down to airborne droplets that could contain the virus. It's easier to limit them in a movie theater where people are sitting down quietly and wearing a mask. But for musicians and performers to do their work, they need to blow or emote to make noise, and that could be dangerous. Still, Harris says there are ways to do it safely.
I don't think that there's anything magical about being outside that makes it all that much more safe than being inside when you're talking about a giant theater with continuous HVAC air circulation that's essentially the same as being outside in terms of the science of it.
With the new guidelines, arts organizations are having to adapt into performance spaces they're not used to. As for the Slow Symphony, Miller says the organization is getting creative.
Well, we're looking at doing kind of a limited performance at a winery. Under the restaurant guidelines, we can have live music at the wineries. And then now we just started reaching out to different sports stadiums at Cal Poly and Cuesta, and maybe also at the high school to see if we might be able to rent a ball field to have the symphony perform in.
Miller says the symphony at a sports arena was an initial shock, but she says it's worth braving the weirdness.
You know, our audience so badly wants to hear us perform, and our musicians want to be together in the same general space and play together. And this is a way that we could do it. So it feels to me like, you know, what's the point of advocating to get these guidelines changed if we're not going to try to utilize what we're given?
Prior to the pandemic, downtown San Luis Obispo had outdoor concerts in the plaza. Downtown Business Association CEO Bettina Swigger says there are ways to keep people safe around musicians and singers.
There's technology that's coming around where, you know, you can put like a mask over the bell of, say, an oboe or a trumpet to catch the air that's coming out that doesn't disrupt the sound.
Swigger says despite outdoor venues not providing the same theater experience, she's still willing to attend.
I would be willing to pay to go see an outdoor performance, even if the sound quality isn't what I would expect in a concert hall, because I'm so desperately craving it.
Slow Symphony is currently offering a drive-in series for audiences to enjoy performances on the big screen at Madonna Meadows. Their next performance is set for May 1st, which is their last performance of the season. For KCBX News, I'm Alexa Kushner.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.